6:30 in the morning. 194 on the Playhouse in the morning. Zero, Amy Kay. You see somebody and you're like, whoa, man, I think they might be meant for me. But for whatever reason, that connection doesn't happen. Thank goodness for Craigslist missed connections. Now, unfortunately, not everybody creeps on these the way we do. That's why we read them like once a week here on the show. This one's titled Casey's. You were parked in front of me at the gas pumps at Casey's. And then you left your card on the counter and I brought it to you. I feel like you wanted to talk to me. It was left there for me. I wanted to talk to you, but I was being a little shy. If you'd like to talk, hit me up. I thought you were so, so beautiful.
Do you really think that person left their card there on purpose? I think there could have been anything they could have left on purpose. I don't think a credit card or debit card is the smartest thing to leave behind.
No, it doesn't seem like the smart thing. But then also, like, what guarantees that you, as somebody that was also pumping gas, was going to, like, run out and be like, you forgot your card?
Yeah, I don't think that they were doing that on purpose.
Starbucks, Craigslist misconnection. You were in line at Starbucks. You were with your kids. I wanted to ask you out, but I was working, but not for Target or Starbucks.
Ooh.
Any interest in meeting up sometime? What was your kid wearing?
That's a weird thing to ask. Why not what were you wearing or what was I wearing? Why what your kid was wearing? Unless they were in like a Spider-Man outfit.
Yeah, unless it was something super, Lowe's. You were looking at toilets. I gave you my handyman card and said he could probably install it for you. You were pretty and in pink.
Well, then why don't you just wait for your handyman to be like, hey, has anybody reached out to you about fixing a toilet?
That's true. That is true. Yeah. Hey, that girl that called you about the toilet.
Yeah. Maybe get some more info on that.
She might be my destiny, just so you know. You're going to find a lot of romance in the toilet section.
I know. That is not the best section, probably. But at least you tried helping her. And so then if she contacts your handyman, that might be good.
Brunette walking that dog. I seen you about a half dozen times walking that dog. I think it was a Maltese on the asphalt path. You always look amazing. The blue dress with the white top today was very, very nice. I also like that black dress skirt that you had on recently. We pass each other and I say, hi, I'd like to see you more.
Why is this person walking their dog in dresses?
It's also, it's a weird way to be walking your dog.
That just doesn't seem like I would not want to deal with that, walking my dog in a dress. But I don't know. You're trying to say hi to this person. How are they responding back? Because as far as it sounds, doesn't sound good.
No. Also, you sound a little bit like you're taking just too much attention to detail of the whole thing, if I'm being honest.
Stalkerish, yeah.
The beautiful dark-haired woman at the Walmart in her yoga pants. We ran into each other once while shopping, and then again at the checkout, you were directly behind me. I have lots of tattoos. We passed each other once or twice in the store smiling and looking at each other, and I wish I would have spoke to you, but we all know how this day and age is, especially for guys like me with all those tattoos. I would like to get to know you if you read this. I'm the guy with all those tattoos all over his body and doing some light shopping. Checking you out is what I was doing. Tell me about my tattoos.
Why is he focusing on his tattoos so much?
You have a lot of tattoos.
Did she make a comment on your tattoo?
I think he just feels like he has a lot of tattoos.
He just has to point it out. I had a lot of tattoos.
And finally, you were finding name brand clothing in the dumpster.
Where was this happening?
I stopped to look at the apartment dumpster as well. I was on a bike. We talked for a bit. You were looking for name brand clothing. I was just looking for cool stuff. I found the base of a lava lamp. Anyway, I regret not asking for your number so we could hang out sometime. It was a long shot, but if you read this and remember me, want to hang out sometime, I think we'd have fun. So just message me and send a pic or something so I know it was you. Or if you remember the size of the bike tire I was looking for in the dumpster to verify that it was me, we could talk from there.
How many dumpster diver people do you think you're going to run into that you need this person to verify who they are? Also, did you keep the base of the lava lamp?
Obviously. Sounds like he did, yeah.
What are you going to use for the top of it? Do you have old lava lamp tops hanging around?
How common is this that the people are just cruising around like, hey, how's it going? Yeah, I'm also just cruising through the dumpster here.
I don't know. I didn't think it happened that much.
I suppose at apartments, especially maybe this time of year, is people kind of move in at the end of the month and start of a new month, maybe you're seeing some cool stuff show up.
I don't think you're going to really find anything good in there. That's why it's in the dumpster.
We're seeing that cycle. Some people leave, some people go.
Maybe, but that would just, like, every month, I think you'd be able to go check a dumpster.
That's true. You get the real good stuff when college shuts down, like, back in, you know, probably in May.
Yeah, end of school. That's probably when you'd get all the good stuff.
I don't know. If there's maybe not the same surge when they come in, unless it's like, oh, maybe I don't need this.
No, I think it's when they leave. They're clearing everything out. They're like, do I really need to bring this back with me? No.
That's the best time. You want to be going through dumpsters.